From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. In today's show, we take a look at a musical that takes a look at the married life and presents it in a way that is unique even to most musicals. Also, we take a look and listen to the first band in the Abilene Zoo's upcoming concert series and a new photography exhibition at the Center for Contemporary Arts. That's all coming up right after this week's entertainment headlines.
Stephen Colbert is dusting off his camouflage suit. The comedian will broadcast two special episodes of New York-based Comedy Central's The Colbert Report to celebrate the end of combat operations in Iraq and to honor returning troops. On September 8th and 9th, the show will fill its audience with Iraq war veterans and active duty servicemen and women. Others will be beamed in via satellite from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Guests will include Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. military commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno. Odierno famously shaved Colbert's head on President Barack Obama's orders when the comedian broadcast four episodes of the report from Baghdad last year. On that visit, Colbert donned a camouflage suit and reported from a desk supported by sandbags. Ricky Martin has picked an appropriate title for his autobiography, Me. The Puerto Rican singer is set to release his memoir on November 2nd. It will also be released in Spanish the same day. That edition will be titled Yo, which is Spanish for I and Me. A federal judge has dismissed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit by a concert promoter against the late Michael Jackson over a failed reunion concert. U.S. District Judge Harold Baer Jr. on Thursday granted a motion by lawyers for Jackson's estate to dismiss the case. All Good Entertainment Incorporated sued Jackson on June 10, 2009, roughly 2 weeks before the singer's death in Los Angeles at age 50. The Grammy nominations will once again be unveiled in a primetime special despite 2 years of low ratings. The Recording Academy this week announced a December 1st live broadcast of the nominations. It will be part of a concert special on CBS at 10 p.m. Eastern. This will be the third year the nominations have been announced this way after years of revealing them at a morning news conference. Each year they have performed poorly despite top talent. The Grammys will be aired live February 13th on CBS from Los Angeles. That's all for your entertainment headlines. Stay tuned. There's more Eye on Entertainment on the way.
From Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. This and next weekend, the Abilene Christian University Theater Department is putting on its next production. It's a musical called I Do, I Do. And it's a vibrant musical about the married life with a cast of two. And we're joined now in the studio by the entire cast, Carly Cagle and Jeff Ferguson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you.
So introduce this musical to our audience. I like to think I give a good introduction there, but tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I Do, I Do is a story of the marriage of Agnes and Michael Snow. It takes place over 50 years of marriage. There's a lot of quick costume changes. It's a lot of fun. The songs and the dialogue are very indicative of the time period. And so it's interesting seeing differences between how people behave now and relationships between men and women in those times.
And I heard a lot of these costume changes you're talking about take place right on the set. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, Michael's character changes clothes a couple times on stage. Also, we do really quick costume changes, like right off stage, because we're still doing lines while the show is, while we're changing clothes. So it's pretty quick and intense, but super fun.
Yes, it's a cast of two, and it's still a full-length musical. Was that a challenge at all? You know, it seems a lot of music, lines, and as you were mentioning, the costume changes. Was this a challenge for you two as actors?
Yeah, it was. But also, it will be one of the most rewarding experiences that I'll have. It is quite difficult to memorize entire script, you know, because you're constantly speaking rather than having scenes or even acts that I as a character wouldn't be in. But something that's beneficial is that the dialogue is extremely natural, and so it was very easy to memorize. Really short rehearsal period. This will be the fourth week of rehearsals, which it's just really, really fast process.
And there's also about 19 songs between the two of us, and what, like six of those are solos. So we are singing or talking constantly. And it was definitely a challenge, but it's been a really fun challenge and something that's really, I think, helped us grow as artists.
I imagine one of the reasons why most of the lines came naturally, as you said, is because you two are, in fact, dating each other. Now, has this helped or hurt your rehearsal / practice in any way?
I think it's helped, mainly because we know each other so well, and we know each other as actors as well as people off the set. And it's been really fun to work together as we work so hard on this project, and it's been definitely a memorable experience and really fun to share with someone who I love.
Mm-hmm. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses very well, and so it's been helpful in the fact that we'll be able to like encourage each other or things like that if we're feeling down about how we rehearsed that day or just how we think that how the play is progressing. And so it's been good that since I know Carly so well, that we've been comfortable in just talking about our frustrations or even just reveling in our successes.
Finally, what would you say is the main draw for this show?
It celebrates marriage. And I think that's a very important thing to remember, the strength and importance of marriage. Something I really enjoy about ASU Theater is that the department is constantly challenging both us as actors and the school as a whole by presenting shows that are maybe edgy or deal with topics that aren't necessarily comfortable. But I feel it's a good change of pace to do a show like I Do, I Do, which celebrates love and mm-hmm. honesty and just partnership.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Ferguson, Carly Cagle, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Here's a fun bit of trivia for you. Director Adam Hester was in the two-person play this musical was based off of quite a while ago, called The Four Poster, and he acted opposite his girlfriend at the time, Donna. And now, Donna and Adam Hester are married in real life and are both working on this show. Isn't that ironic? Like rain on your wedding day? Either way, you can see I Do, I Do tonight and tomorrow night and next week from Thursday through Saturday at the Culp Theater on the campus of Abilene Christian University. Also, our arts reviewer Anthony Mincer will join us next week with his review on the musical.
How easily it's said. I wonder what would happen if I said I don't instead.
A good way to describe this coming week in entertainment would be musical. Not just from the musical we just talked about, but there's also a special concert coming up at the Abilene Zoo. It's part of their brand new Spots and Stripes concert series. The first band of the series is Tropicalissimo Fantasia. This Abilene-based band has been playing venues around the big country and beyond for about 6 years now, and they certainly live up to their name. What you've got here is a traditional Latino band with a cool blend of the tropics. From what I've heard of them, their beats are infectious. In fact, I bet you're at least tapping your foot to their music playing here. And you can catch them at the Abilene Zoo this Thursday evening at 6:30 as part of the Spots and Stripes concert series. Admission to the concert is included in admission to the zoo, so now is a great time to check out the animals in the exhibit, if you haven't already, and feel the Latino burn from Tropicalissimo Fantasia. We've talked a lot about music in today's show, but let's close it out with an event that relies more on the eyes than the ears. We're taking a look into Gallery 2 at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Followers of the center know that this gallery is reserved exclusively for photography. And as of Thursday last week, they've got a Living Legends work on display. It's the work of Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer David Leeson. He's known for his news photography, but this time it's all about him. It's a selection of his self-portraits that show him in many different ways, using paint, light, and many other materials to make this not just a feast for the eyes, but for the mind as well. It's David Leeson's Creative Alchemy, now on display at the Center for Contemporary Arts through September 24th. And that's all for today's show. Keep your eyes and ears out for next week's show. Same eye time, same eye channel. Support for ION Entertainment is provided by Dr. Angela Nicolini, therapeutic optometrist. providing eye care for the family, including red eye treatment and foreign body removal. Associate Dr. Shelda Schaefer provides pediatric optometry. Doctors Nicolini and Schaefer are located at 3225 South 27th Street and are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For information, 691-0101. For KECU, I am Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment.